Carl Townstone. This is Eddie. How can I help you?
Yeah, hi, Eddie. It's Jesse.
Hey, what's up, Jesse?
How are
you?
Yeah,
Jesse. Oh, it's going great.
Okay, great. All right. So I was just calling you at our scheduled time. How is everything?
Everything is going great. Hold on, let me bring Hector into the line.
Sure.
All right, Jesse, I have Hector on the other line now.
Okay, great. So, hi, Hector. My name's Jesse. How are you doing today?
Doing pretty good, Jesse. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you for asking. I appreciate that. You know, it's almost 4th of July, so that's always something to look forward to, right?
Yeah, I know, right?
So now I'm not sure how much Eddie has told you. He kind of told me that he sort of went over everything with you. Did you have any questions at all, or concerns, comments, anything?
No, not really. We just want to know about the, let me just double check because Eddie's putting me most of everything. Can you refresh my mind a little bit, just fake information?
Yeah, so I had been talking to him about Google Guaranteed. So Google Guaranteed, it's a lead generation service, but the major benefit in the leads is that they're exclusive. So they're only sent to you and you don't share them with other companies. So what this is essentially doing is it's placing your company at the top of Google right under the search bar, and then it's showing people looking for you, for your services, that you're a trusted company through Google itself. So basically the reason it's called Google Guaranteed is because Google is guaranteeing your work and then guaranteeing, you a certain amount of leads. So,
okay.
Yeah, basically the benefit in it is being ahead of everybody else in the area and having that position to be able to capture that person's attention when they're looking for their services. So
okay.
Essentially, as far as pricing goes, it is a $250 application fee. Normally it's $350, but I did get my boss to approve the July 4th special that we had going on. So it would be a $250 application fee. That's a one-time fee. You never pay that again. It does take between 4 and 6 weeks for your application to process. Once your application is processed, then your lead cost is going to be, hold on, let me pull it up again right here. It is, 1 second.
Oh, and while you're pulling that information up, Jesse, is the per lead cost variable or is it consistent?
Well, like, as of what qualifies a lead?
No. So, for example, let's just say that someone wants to do a bathroom model versus someone do a kitchen model.
Oh, like the lead price. Yeah, it would stay the same. So it's $41.33 a lead. It doesn't really matter. Mm-hmm, yeah.
Okay. Now, another question is this. I did some more research on the whole Google Guaranteed, you know, honestly, Jesse, it sounds like it's something that pretty much you can do on your own. Like you can contact Google directly and try to set this thing up on your own. I'll be fair and honest with you. We probably don't have the time or the patience to do something like that. So that's why we don't mind paying you guys. But
yeah.
I do need you to be transparent on like, hey, you know what? This is how much our markup is on the lead, or this is how much we're marking up on the, application fee or whatever the case is.
I mean, so yes, you can absolutely do it yourself. But, you know, basically Google Guaranteed is really for the elite businesses, and I've seen people get denied for the silliest things. So that's the thing, is having an expert stand behind you and doing that Plus, we have a direct source to Google Guaranteed. So, Alicia is her name. She's one of the agents that works directly at Google that we have contact with. So there, once you get denied through Google Guaranteed, there's no getting, you can't reapply. So, I mean, once you're denied, you're pretty much denied forever. So I definitely have seen people have problems with that, doing it on their own. So, I mean, it's kind of like, you know, your taxes, right? I mean, you know, it's like you can do your own taxes, but if you have an expert do it for you, you're probably going to get more of a return on it, right? So that's the best thing about it. But also, it's with the management of the lead. So with us, if there's a disqualified lead, it just does it automatically. So you don't have to worry about fighting back for a credit or anything like that. So with Google Guaranteed, if you did do that on your own, then you would have to go through the process of getting a credit back through Google, you know, and then you'll never be able to talk to any live actual person. So it's just like emailing them, trying to get back a credit. So with us, we just take care of all of that for you automatically. But I mean, as far as the markup, I mean, the lead fee would be $41.33. There is a 25% service fee, but that's included in that $41.
Okay, so it's essentially a 25% service fee on every lead we get.
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay.
Okay, in terms of if we want to choose to stop with the service, can we continue a separate of your company? For example, if say like, oh, you know what, you help us to set up everything, we pay for the service. But you know what, we're just going to leave it as it is, you know, not paying anymore for anything. Can we conserve the service or no?
That there is a fee for that if you want to, like, buy out the thing, the account on your own. Then I know that there's a fee, but I'm not exactly too sure how much that is. And there's nobody here right now. I actually came in on my own and to talk to you guys today. But nobody is in the office. So, but I know here, let me text my boss. Hold on 1 second.
So essentially, you guys would own pretty much the Google Guaranteed, feature on our website, essentially, correct?
Own the picture on your website? No, we don't own it. No, that would be yours. It's
okay,
just,
so,
hold on. Let me get the correct information. 1 second, actually. Hold on.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, 1 second.
All right.
Did you have any other questions, though, while I'm trying to get somebody to respond to me?
No, mostly it was that one that's concerning, because if at the time you can do it by yourself, it was just going to continue without, you know, outsourcing your company. Just if there's going to be any fee or any what is going to be the process to do it, to deal with us. We don't want to, right? We just, if everything works smooth and clear and everything is good, we're just going to continue with the service, no problem. But just in the case if anything happens in the future, like if we just say, okay, you know what, we finished with this, we're just going to keep our own. What is the fee? What is the process?
You know, everything we do is month to month, so it's not like you're locked into any type of contract or anything like that. But hold on, I just want to make sure that I get you the correct information.
All right, Jesse, and then for start with the service, it's going to be $291 right now, or?
No, $250.
$250. Ah, okay, and per lead, it's going to be $41, right?
Well, so I didn't actually finish with that part. So it's the $250 application fee. It's a one-time fee. You'll never pay that again. Now, as far as the lead cost, then the lead cost is $41.33. $0.33 a lead. Google has a required prepaid minimum budget of 13 leads. So that doesn't mean, again, that you're paying for 13 leads every month unless you take on all 13 leads. This is just so there's no discrepancies with the account as far as financial, finances go. So it's just basically the first month you pay the $250. Then once your account is up and running, you pay $539. And then the month after that, if you only took on one lead, then you would only pay $41.33, and the remaining 12 would roll over into the next month.
Okay.
Does that kind of make sense?
Yeah. And then you're saying it's going to be $5.39 for the 13 leads, right?
Yes, correct.
And just if we're going to keep – well, most of the time we have to keep the 13 leads paid in advance, like just having a credit for – $539. If we just take one lead, we're gonna book them for there, and they're gonna charge you for that $41, right?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, and so to take over your own account, it's $99.
$99.
Yeah, that's just a one-time fee.
And what is that 25% service fee like for? Like what is the 25%? Fee, like the service fee for?
It's for the management of the leads, right? So if there's any qualified or disqualified leads, we have a complete customized tracking and reporting system that you're able to track all your leads, see all your leads, listen to the calls if you need to because they're all recorded. So you get that complete customized tracking and reporting system for your leads. And then if there is any discrepancies, then again, we just take care of that automatically for you. So you don't have to worry about fighting back for a credit from Google or anything like that. So it's the management of your leads.
Okay. And just so we can be on the same page, as far as the company, the third party company that I told you about that we are getting ready to hire,
uh-huh.
They're the ones answering the phone. You said that there's no issue with that, correct?
No. Just, okay. Actually, let me verify that. Hold on. What's the company called again?
Answer Connect.
Hold on. Finally got somebody to answer. Because it is all face-to-face employees that need to be able to pass a background check, and normally that means the people that are actually talking to the client. So let me just verify that. If anything, I'm assuming... Okay, so you can choose to put whatever phone number you want onto your Google Guaranteed ad. Okay, hold on. So the phone number that people would be calling would be going to your third party ad or your third party Answer Connect, right? So wherever online you're going to have this phone number, correct? That leads to them?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
Basically what it is with the phone number is going to be just our company number, the one we are using for our the traffic and everything. It's going to be they're going to direct the number to the company, and they're going to deal with our calls and everything.
Hold on 1 second. Because at the very least, I would maybe say for Google Guaranteed specifically, you can add any phone number you want, right? So maybe for the rest of online, it would be, fine for that number that directs to the third party. But specifically for Google Guaranteed, you might have to just have it direct to your own phone number just so that there's not any issues with that, because all the people for Google Guaranteed that have to go through the background checks are the people actually talking to the client. So all face-to-face employees is what they say, which is usually the people talking to the client. So it's not anybody that's actually going to do the work. It's just people that are communicating with the client. So I just actually want to make sure that that isn't going to be a problem. But if it was for any reason a problem, would you be fine with just at least taking the calls for Google Guaranteed?
Yeah, we can take the calls from Google.
Okay. Well, at least just from Google Guaranteed. So it's not like the rest of Google. Okay, yeah. So my boss in charge of Google Guaranteed, he said that's not a problem. You just need to provide the phone number that you'd like us to use. So it's not an issue for the third party.
Oh, okay. Okay, you see, let me just go over to the numbers, all right? If we, the initial payment is going to be $250, right?
Yes,
right?
Correct.
Which is going to start with the process, the application fee, right? Well,
yeah,
as soon as we get approved, it's going to be 30 days without money, right?
Once you're approved for 4 to 6 weeks after the application, then it would be $539. You pay for 13 prepaid leads. So then the following month after that, if you took on just one lead, then you would only pay $41.33. And the remaining 12 would roll over into the next month.
Okay.
So let me explain to you what scenario we're more likely going to be in, so that way you can have like an idea. We're not planning on doing 13 leads. We're planning on doing more.
Okay.
We're planning on doing any 30 and 40 leads, okay? So run as to how that would look like.
Just the only thing is you always have to keep 13 in your balance, but you can absolutely add more. If you wanted to do 30 leads, then it would be 1240. If you wanted to do 40 leads, then it would be 1654. So you can always add to that.
All right, let me ask you something. If we don't have the credit for the leads, you're not going to give it to us? Or what is it? How's the scenario? Like a, we need to have the money in order to guarantee us you're going to give us the leads, or because if it's the case, we need to pay more because sometimes we have a lot of leads and we want to have it.
No, I think what he's saying, Hector, he's saying that the minimum prepaid balance is the 13 leads, which is the 541.
Uh-huh. 539,
and then,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 531, okay? So we can set up a budget and say, hey, listen, you know, we want to take 7 leads a week. Okay, well then, if we're gonna take seven leads a week over a month, it's gonna be roughly about the 30 leads that we're talking about, right?
Correct. Right. Well, so that'd be 28, right?
Give or take, let's call it 30. So we say, okay, we only want 30 leads, and that's all we're gonna get. So we have to have the 30 leads that we're going to get plus a balance of, and that will be the 13 leads minus one, which is 12 leads. The balance has to be always in the account.
Yes, correct. But it doesn't mean that you can't use it, right? So it basically, the six, let's just say 40 leads, actually, it's 1654, right? So 1654, then the 539. So you would basically add 1,115 to the 539 to have 40 leads. So that you have to always keep that budget, but like, let's say you go through all 40 leads in the month, then the following month, you just have to add back into the 13. So you just always have to make sure you have 13 in the account month to month. But that doesn't mean that, you know, on top of 13 leads, you have to pay for an extra 40 leads, to have 40 leads. It just means you would have to pay the extra amount minus 13. Does that kind of make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. I just want to make sure I'm explaining that correctly, because in my head it makes sense, but, you know, I just want to make sure it makes sense to you. But yes, it would be, that basically if you want your budget for the month to be 40, it's just 40 overall. But after you use those 40, then you just have to pay back in to make sure that there's 13. So let's just say, for instance, that you, had 40 leads in your account, the 1654, and then you used, so let's say you have 30. I'm going to do a smaller number. I'm not the greatest at math. And you use 15, or you use 20 of them, okay? So you have 30 in the account, you use 20, right? So then that would leave you with 10 accounts or 10 leads left in your account. Then that point, you only have to pay 3. But you can add more to that. So whatever you use from that 40, as long as you only have 13 in there, you just always have to make sure you have 13 in the account.
Oh, okay, I got it. The balance we need to keep is going to be 13, right? The 539.
Yes.
If we use in the 30 or 35, they're going to charge for the rest, but we need to pay for the 13, right?
Right. Well, so you just have to pay back into the 13.
Okay, and then let me just take a quick look at the numbers. And then you said we have to keep in the account $539 plus the $100 for the managed service, right?
No. So the management fee, the service fee, is included in the lead cost already. So the $41.33 that I told you, that includes the management fee. So
all right.
Yeah. So the numbers I'm giving you, there's nothing extra on top of that. That's what it is. So the $539 it includes the 13 leads at $41.33. And if you want to add to that budget, you absolutely can, but you can't keep anything less than 13. I guess maybe that's
right.
A simpler way of saying it.
Okay. Alrighty.
And anything else that I can kind of explain, or any other questions at all? You guys have some really great questions, by the way. I'm actually really glad that I'm learning this stuff, because I've never had any company that had a third party answering phone. So, you know, that these are all good things even for me to know, because, I wasn't aware that you could do that with Google Guaranteed, but now I know you can. So,
That's fine. Mm-hmm. Okay, Eddie, do you have any other questions?
No, I don't.
Okay. So you guys want to go ahead and get set up with the application fee then?
Yeah, I think we should move forward with it.
Okay. I just basically, with me, it's super simple. I just need to get some basics about your company, run the payment, and set you up for a client interview. After the call, I'm going to email you and text you the application fee, just the application itself. So I believe I told you, Eddie, the quickest way to get on Google Guaranteed is to just get that application in as quick as possible. So if you could get that in before your client interview, that would be amazing. You know, if you don't, that's totally fine. But, you know, just to get that account up and running as fast as possible, just turn in your application as quick as possible. So now,
as far as background requirements, who all do we have to run a background on?
So it just would be you two, as long as you're both on the licensing and insurance, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah, then it would just be you two. That's all you really need to worry about is whoever is on the licensing and insurance. So.
And then and another thing, so here in our market, and I don't know if you're aware of this, but here in our market, for the type of work that we do, you don't need licensing for the kind of work that we do. So you know, like the kitchen remodel and bathroom remodel, you know, there's really no, like, tile installation doesn't require a license. So really there's no licensing that's required for that.
Well, so for your area, okay, let's see. Yeah, I guess, you know, for your area, it looks like actually all they need is insurance and a background check, correct? So sometimes what's required for the state is not always what's required for Google Guaranteed, but it looks like for the area, as far as any general contractors, all you need is the insurance and a background check.
Okay.
But you guys have insurance, though, right? Just, I thought you had something
yeah.
at it. Oh, okay. Okay, so... I mean, and that's just something extra, you know, it's just more helpful, but yeah, you're right, it isn't required for Google Guaranteed as far as your area goes. So,
okay.
Now, I know both of you are going to be on the account, but who would you like to be the main person on the account?
Not put me as the main person.
Okay, and now, Eddie, is your first name, is it Edward, or is it just Eddie?
E-D-D-I-E.
Okay. And then what is your last name?
A-R-O.
Okay, just like your business. All right, perfect.
Mm-hmm.
And then this is always the best phone number for you guys, correct? The
yes.
3739? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful. And then is the best address, is it going to be the 11310 Meadow Chase Drive?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. All right, so I'm just going to get some basics here about the company. Now, some of these questions might sound kind of silly, but I just have to ask them. So now, you guys, again, I know you have licensing and insurance. You just said that. Now, you're comfortable with going through a background check through a third party, correct?
Yeah, that's
yeah.
fine. That's fine.
Okay. So, and just...
And one more comment I want to make, Jesse, is this. Because I don't want our application to be declined on our Google My Business page.
Uh-huh.
We have our PO box number as our address, but that's not our physical address. That's just our PO box number, just in case somebody wants to mail us, you know, a check or anything like that. You know, that's the address that we put, the PO box number. But our actual address in the you know, like to do stuff is 11310.
Okay. Yeah, so I see here, so this PO box, it's the 12620, right?
Yeah.
FM.
Yep.
So is this like, is it UPS?
Yeah, UPS.
Okay, yeah, because I know UPS, they give you actual addresses. So I'm pretty sure that's the only thing that you can actually get away with on Google with using any type of... PO box, because normally Google doesn't accept PO boxes, so you know, that's probably why. But it won't be a problem. So again, your Google Guaranteed account, it is linked as far as reviews go, but it's not the same thing. So they're two different, you know, accounts on Google itself, and they're not verifying you through your address like they do with Google. They're verifying you through your insurance and your licensing and your background check and all of the application stuff. So it really has nothing to do with the address. The only thing I would say address-wise that's important as far as the application goes is just make sure that the address that you have your licensing through matches the address that you're giving. So if you have your licensing through the PO box, just put that. If you have your licensing through your home address, then put that. Whatever address...
Yeah, yeah.
Is for that.
Yep.
Yes. Okay. So, yes. Yeah. So, if the licensing and insurance is matching your home address, then just make sure you put that. Okay?
Okay.
So, now, the background check, it's going to be coming from either Pinkerton or Evident ID. We never know which one it is, but it will be emailed to you. We just want you to know it's not going to be from our company or from Google itself. That would be the third party it will be going through. So, now, do you guys have ID cards and social security numbers?
I do, but Hector doesn't.
Okay, but you
I'm gonna have an ID.
Oh, I'm sorry. What was that?
I have the ET number.
The EIN number?
Yeah.
Okay, then that's fine. And then, so I got this. And what are your hours of operation? Is it just going to be what's on your Google Business profile, 8 to 6?
I think we're going to, hold on, let me see what's on my Google Business profile.
You have 8 to 6, Monday through Saturday on there.
Hector, do you think we can change the hours on Saturday to, say, 1 p.m.?
I'm not sure if he heard you.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hector.
The hours from Saturday to 1 p.m. instead of 6? Okay. Okay. The way it is on the online thing.
Okay. No problem. All right. 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday. Okay. You know, and really, your hours online are just really call hours anyway. So, you know, if you're not wanting to work later on Saturday, you can always just let them know that you don't have time then, you know. So.
Yeah, but always you can just fix the hours, right, later?
Yeah, you can always change the hours later, absolutely. You don't have to keep it the same now that you do later. Sure.
Right.
And then, Hector, is your last name the same, or do you have a different last name?
Yeah, it's the same. No, it's the same. Okay. Same.
Okay. All right, perfect. So I have all the information that I need here. Oh, and I guess you guys don't have a website, right? Or do you?
What was that thing?
Never mind. I see that you have a website. You're pretty happy with your website.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, no, it is. It's nice. I like it. Sorry, I just had to look at it again. Okay, perfect. Because the Google Guaranteed program, it does include a fully 5-page customized website, but your website is very nice. I mean, we would do something pretty similar to what you already have. So, but just wanted to make sure on that. So let me go ahead and schedule your client interview here. Let me see what I have available. One second. Okay, so Wednesday is open, you know, Thursday. I'm assuming that you guys kind of like doing it around this time, right? Around 1 o'clock?
When is it going to be?
Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. I mean, either day is open.
Yeah, I think it's going to be good at this time.
Okay, you want to do Wednesday?
Wednesday, Eddie, how about you?
Hello?
Yeah, can I remember...
Are you okay on Wednesday?
Wednesday at what time?
The same time.
1 p.m.?
Yeah, 1.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, it'll be from 1 to 2. The whole call will not last an hour. Just allow that hour in case they're finishing up with somebody before you. But they're really good about getting it as close to the hours possible. So, all right, I got everything I need here. One second. Okay. Now, as far as billing goes, it's going to be the same address, correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay, one second. So do you guys have any plans for tomorrow?
Not really.
No? Oh.
No, not me. Just stay with my kiddos and that's it.
Okay. Yeah, I think I came down with a little bit of a cold, so I don't think I'm going out anywhere. it's a good thing no one's at the office. Okay. Here. All right. So are you guys going to be using a Visa, MasterCard, Amex, or Discover?
Anyway, are you going to use yours, right? Or?
Yeah, I can use mine. One sec.
No problem. Take your time.
Oh, I have my already here. If you want to, we can use mine.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, it's going to be a Visa.
Okay.
And are you ready?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay, 4690.
Uh-huh.
8350.
Uh-huh.
1592.
Uh-huh.
7689. 9-8. The last two is going to be 9/8.
Okay, perfect. And then the expiration?
That's May 26th.
Okay, and then the security code on the back?
That's 578.
Okay, and you said it was May 26th?
Yeah, the year is 26 and the month is May. Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
05/26.
Okay. So what I'm going to do now here is I'm updating and processing the payment for the $250 non-refundable application fee. Actually, I need to change your name on here to make sure it's your name. And then I will have you sign our terms, which is just everything that we discussed in writing. I'm also going to set up a security question with you on your account. So this is just, you know, for the security and safety of your account, but if you ever have any doubt about who's calling, you just ask them this question. So you pick from one of these three. It's mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which one of those would you like?
Which one? The one with Helena, Eddie?
I think he might be talking to someone.
I'm sorry. Can you repeat that question?
Oh, yeah, no problem. So it's just, this is a security question for you, for your account. So if you ever have any doubt about who's calling or anything like that, you just ask them this question. So you pick from one of these three, mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Mother's maiden's name, what else?
The city you were born in or your first pet's name.
No, just do the city I was born in.
Okay, what was that?
Tijuana, T-I-J-U-N-A.
Why are we not leaving it as a humanity?
Okay.
And then put it like the same.
Oh, put the same. Okay, wait, so you want to do Tijuana or something else?
Oh, no, it's okay. Leave it Tijuana. Leave it Tijuana. It's fine.
Okay. I've been there a few times, actually. okay. All right. So now, Eddie, you should have just gotten a text message just now. It says, actually, Hector, thank you for choosing Local Splash because the payment went under his name. Hold on.
Yeah, I see it.
Does it say Hector? I might have to text it over to him. Or no, it says your name on there. Okay, so if you could do me a favor and open up that link there, it says My Local Splash Terms, and then it has your phone number. It's going to take you to the page that says Local Splash Terms of Experience. Let me know when you get there. Oh, it does have his name on the terms. Okay, hold on. Let me do you mind if I text this over to you, Hector?
No, it's fine.
Okay, hold on one second. What is your phone number?
That's a 281-450-4946.
Okay, perfect. Okay, let me send this over to you real quick. Okay. Let me know when you put it here.
So are you going to be creating a new business profile?
No. So the only thing included in the package for you guys is just where it says Google Guaranteed. So that's all you're paying for. Everything else is just extra, like, you know, packages that you would have to pay for separately. But the only thing included that you're actually purchasing today would be the Google Guaranteed and then advanced reporting and live client support. But the Google Business Profile Optimization, the directory submissions, the Facebook ads, Google Ads, Google Workspace, those are all things you can upgrade to at any given point.
Okay. I'm just reading this stuff real quick.
Yeah, no, take your time. Did you get that text message, though, there?
Yeah, I got it right here.
Okay, perfect.
Google thing.
So
the thing that says right here, Jesse, that I'm reading is that so a Social Security and either a driver's license, a identity card, or passport issued by the United States is required for each owner. So is that going to be an issue?
No, the EIN number is fine, too. So as long as you have that for your business, then that's fine, too.
So we have the EIN number, but you got to remember that the EIN number and the Social Security number is so the EIN number is for the business, right?
Yeah.
And then the Social Security number, that's a personal Social Security number. So, but it says that it is required for each of the owners.
Hold on 1 second.
And like I told you, Hector was not born.
Hold on. Yeah, oh. Here it is. So, so I know that they've had to do this before, where it's just the EIN number is fine, but let me just read back what it says. So, okay. Yeah, EIN number is totally fine.
You said it's going to be fine?
Yeah, uh-huh. Correct.
Your business must have an existing Google profile. The application fee is a one-time fee. Okay, the company will not provide the essential fee access upon cancellation. Okay. All right, that's fine. If you think that's fine, then I trust you, Jesse.
Okay, well, here, hold on. I'll just... but he does have an ID, though, right? Just not a social security
number? Yeah, I have I don't have a social security number. I have the IT number.
The IT number?
Huh. You know what is that?
No, I don't. What is that?
Basically, it's just for paying taxes.
Okay.
It's like a operational security number, but it's not a security number. It's like just a number in order to pay taxes.
I'll just triple check here, though. Hold on. Sorry. And the IT number, you said it's 18 digits, just like a social security number, right?
Yeah.
It's not called IT. It's called ITIN.
Oh, ITIN. Okay. Yeah, I never heard of an IT number.
All the time they call it 18 number.
Yeah, hold on. Oh, a TIN number, TIN. Yeah, come on, it should be fine. I'm just waiting for them to respond, though. I mean, I know that the AIN number itself was fine, so I wouldn't see a problem with this. But I just want to make sure. You were able to get an ID with that number, though, right?
No.
Oh, don't you have to have a social security number, though, to get an ID?
Well, that's why you cannot have an ID with that number.
Oh, but you do have an ID?
Yeah, but it's they call them, how they call them? I have my passport in, it's for my, yeah, how's it going,
Lenny? It's like, it's all like, it's everything is like Mexican passport, Mexican ID. It's like nothing like U.S. related, pretty much.
Okay. Because the thing is, for the area too, the majority of the people that are on the Google, okay.
The name of the ID that I have, they call it consular ID. And let me ask you something, Jesse. If Eddie cannot fill all the application without me, just by himself, like I just applying with his name and his ID and everything.
Well, are you both on the licensing?
Yeah.
There's no licensing. Again, there's no licensing. There's insurance. there's the insurance and the I mean, I guess if you want to call like the creation of the LLC, then yeah, both of us are on there on the LLC document.
Okay, but on the insurance, both of you are on that too?
Hold on, let me see. Let me pull it up real quick. No, it just says the name of the company and our address. That's all it says. Hold on, let me see here. It doesn't have, like, our name. It has the name of the company on the insurance and the address of the business.
Okay, it doesn't have your names on it? Okay, so... Then that's totally fine. You'll be the one, then, Eddie, who will go through the background check. Okay, so I guess the Social Security number is just required for the background check. And then if you're not on the, if there's no name on the licensing, then that's totally fine. So just submit your information to the background check, okay?
All right.
So, okay. Okay. All right. Okay. So yeah, we'll put your information through all of that. Okay. All right.
Okay.
So that's solved. Okay. And then I'm sorry. Hector, were you able to sign that paper I sent over, the terms?
No, I was just waiting for the, if it's going to be okay or not.
Yeah. Okay. So
but,
yeah.
But
so.
Now it's just going to be one of us, right? Or is it still going to be both?
No. Well, so for the background check, for everything, it's just going to be Eddie. But you'll still be on our account with us, right? But as far as the background check goes, then it'll just be Eddie on it.
Okay.
Are you going to sign Hector real quick?
Yeah, I'm trying to.
Okay.
Do you need me to resend it?
No, I think I'm thinking everything is good. I'm just trying to find this one. It's not letting me. I don't know why. It says, signature does. Oh, okay, now I got it. Should I put Hector or Eddie?
Your name. It should have your name on it.
Oh, okay.
Because the card was under your name, right?
Mm-hmm. This one asked me for username and password.
Okay, perfect. So that's going to be for your reporting dashboard. You're going to get the login credentials for that within 5 to 7 business days. So just take a look out for that, okay?
Okay.
And then other than that, now you guys are all set to go for your client interview on Wednesday. I will go ahead and send you over just a quick YouTube video of exactly how your reporting dashboard works. So just take a look at that. And then, again, I'll just text you over my extension and phone number. So if you have any questions, you can always feel free to reach out to me. On Wednesday, they will be calling you from the 877 number. So it's 877-635-6225. My extension is 2267, but when they call you, I just suggest it's best to save that in your phone, the 877 number, because a lot of times people don't answer those phone numbers. So that number has been texted and emailed to you a couple of times just so you have it.
Okay.
And other than that, I want to congratulate you and welcome you guys to Local Splash. Did you have any questions at all?
No, everything's good for me. Everything's clear.
No questions.
Okay, all right. Well, I hope you guys have a great 4th of July, even though it doesn't sound like you're doing much. But have fun anyway.
That's okay.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
All right, bye, guys.
Okay. Bye.